Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Want to take a moment to remind you again about Hot Yoga Republic's Pet Adoption Day tomorrow from noon to four at Strawberry Village in Mill Valley. This is, by the way, if you've never been through Marin, this is really easy to get to. It is right off of the freeway on the, the east side of of the freeway. Noon to four, Strawberry Village, Mill Valley. You can come meet adorable puppies and kittens and cats and dogs. All from Underdog Animal Rescue and Marin Humane. And I've worked with Marin Humane before. Penny did dog classes at Marin Humane. They are fantastic folks. And all of these animals are looking for a second chance and a forever home. So this will change their life. This will change your life. Adopt, foster, or just donate. Every little bit helps. You can get all of the details at HotYogaRepublic.com. Presented by Cartelligent. Car buying solved. Okay, just to lay out kind of as we get into the second half of our time today, it's Friday, so we will have Higher or Lower coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so our records are all on the line, Higher or Lower, and today's theme is what?
It's Barry Bonds' career home run totals in light of him not getting into the Hall of Fame. Wow. I know Jeff Kent did. Barry Bonds not only did not get in the special veterans vote, but he didn't get enough votes to stay on the ballot until I think 2030. And if he doesn't get enough votes in 2030, then he's pretty much out.
That's it. Yeah.
Unless they change the rules again and put in some other cockamamie structures. But I was thinking about this before Jeff Kent got in. So it's going to be Barry Bonds' career home run total, 762. And there's a special theme in the 10 items that will be either higher or lower, 762. I think you'll like it.
I can't wait. And I do not want to be cynical or morbid, but I know exactly what all of the Hall of Fame people are doing. They'll wait till he dies. And then they'll put him in.
I mean, we've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like Hall of Fame people, you're just awful people. That's what I think. You're awful, sanctimonious. And again, not awful people as if you're like committing some sort of a war crime or whatever. This is just a museum. But the way that whole process, the tone that it sets is the most snooty, sanctimonious, ridiculous thing that I experience in sports. And I cannot stand it.
The thing that bugs me is the subjectivity of the sanctimoniousness.
Totally.
Because
yes.
I'm reading a book right now on the history of baseball in California. And one of the, I'm just now to like the turn of the century, the 1900s actually. And Cap Anson, who is in the Hall of Fame, turns out he's one of the most ferocious racists of all time.
Cap Schmapp.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can go to Ty Cobb and you can go to so many other individuals who are more like untoward and like bad people than, yes, whatever Barry did allegedly or didn't do. And a bunch of other people, some of whom are in the Hall of Fame.
Some of whom are in the Hall.
So we're going to go ahead and draw the line where we want to draw it. I get it. It's a broken process. The one that really hurts me is, and I love Joe Buck. Joe Buck's a great announcer, but he is going to be enshrined as the Ford C. Frick Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Kuiper again on the ballot. And Dwayne Kuiper again not getting in. And Mike Kruko's been on the ballot as well. But honestly, for me, Kuipe is much more of the broadcaster, the play-by-play guy, whatever, not to disrespect Mike Kruko, who I love. I think they both should be in. John Miller's already in, but this year they chose to put Joe Buck in, a guy who hasn't called a baseball game in like 8 years.
Yeah, Kruko and Kuipe should go in together.
Exactly.
I don't know if there's a way to have them on the ballot together. They should go in together.
And there are many eligible, qualified broadcasters who could have gone in, and they picked Joe Buck. And again, I'm a Joe Buck fan more so than 99% of the people in this market.
I like Joe.
But I mean, Joe's like my age. Joe could wait. Like Kuipe and Kruk, they're getting up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just had me thinking about what you're saying about like, oh, they're going to wait till Barry's gone.
Yeah.
And then they'll put him in.
I don't know, man.
Pete Rose dies. And now it's like, you know what? We're going to take a second look at the Pete Rose candidacy.
Maybe we should rethink this.
I'm with you, bro.
It's really, really, really off-putting.
Anyway,
the whole
higher
thing
or
is
lower,
so off-putting.
Up in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So we'll do higher or lower coming up in a little bit. We're going to keep taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Earlier I mentioned what Steph Curry had said about Jonathan Kuminga. We'll have that a little bit later on in the show. I don't want to let this get away, too. You came a little hot in the crossover about this. And we definitely wonder how Bay Area sports fans feel about this. And so we got time for if a few people want to weigh in. But this is the Celtics owner, Bill Chisholm. And he's on the White Noise podcast with Derek White, who obviously plays for the Celtics. And listen to these comments about fans, West Coast, East Coast.
If you don't live here or you didn't grow up here, I don't think people understand. Like, I've spent a lot of time in California, and the Warriors are great. I don't like the Warriors, but the Warriors for people that live there are great, and they've been very successful. But you know, people go to the game, they go home, and they have their dinner, and they Warriors win, lose, you know, it's fine. You got other things. You go to the beach, you know, do whatever. Go up to Tahoe. Celtics lose, and people are like depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Friday I was like, I just can't wait for Sunday now because you know that was tough. And like people, like it's different. People really internalize it here.
Really love to hear from some Bay Area sports fans about how that hits you because we threw it out in the crossover, and Guru took it the way that I think the Celtics owner wants the world to take it, which he was offended by the idea. And this is an old concept with sort of a new twist. The idea that East Coast fans are better than West Coast fans because they care more. But even listen to the way he says it. And Dibs, I'm kind of with you and definitely want to hear you sort of restate your take. But the idea that you're doing it right, if when other human beings who happen to be employed by your favorite team and grab a uniform, go out on what is largely a television product for most people.
Right.
And you watch that, and it doesn't go the way that you're rooting for it to go, and you allow that to sink you into depression, and you feel bad about yourself until they play again. For that to somehow define good fan is confusing to me, at a minimum.
Yeah, for me, it's nonsense, not even at a maximum, and so you look at a Warrior organization that is currently riding the longest sellout streak in the association. So does that mean that they're not good fans? They sell out the building every single night. Yeah, the team is good, but people still show up. And the Golden State Valkyries set attendance records in their first year because people are into the product. And so the Valks lose in the playoffs, and we don't like start burning our Valks jerseys, and that makes us not good fans. The whole idea about anger, rage, and outrage equating to you're a good fan, that to me is nonsense. I think out here, we have a greater perspective of what you're just laying out, which is it's a television show, it's entertainment. Yeah, we really want our teams to win.
Yes.
Mark Grandy has a real hard time knowing that the Niners have never won the Super Bowl in his life.
Are you afraid that you're going to die without a Super Bowl win, Mark?
It's really morbid. No, I am now.
Are you? Yeah.
I wasn't. Yeah, thanks for putting that thought in my head.
When I was, let me think. How old was I? I think 35.
Bastard!
Thank you. When the Giants won the World Series for the first time, I was 35.
2010?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I was 35, right? And how old are you now, Randy? You're
29.
Okay.
So, like, the comp is always, for you, the Niners, was for me, the Giants, where there were, and same thing, tantalizingly close. Whether it be 1989, whether it be I was in the building in 02 with a 5-0 lead in game 6.
I'm doing my rally monkey.
Thunder sticks. I'll never be over it. I had a credential. I was going to be in the champagne. I mean, you wouldn't believe the thoughts that were going through my head as I sat there in that building. And then to watch it all completely fall apart, it's a famous moment in my history because the person I was living with at the time tried to like blue sky it when I got home.
Oh.
It's okay. Maybe they'll get him tomorrow. And I threw my work bag off the wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And guess what I know now? What a moron I was.
Yeah.
Like, chill, dude. Chill. You're going to come home to another human being and huck a work bag off the wall?
Oh.
Because
A team that you root for.
Because Dusty took out Russ.
I'm tired of getting pushed around.
Come on, man. So, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get a life. Get a life.
Anger and outrage to me does not equate to great fandom. It's a part of it, and I love the passion of, you know, Philly fan, but I was saying this earlier. You're down 9 a couple weeks ago. You go for 2. You don't get it. You leave.
Yep.
You left the building.
I mean, look. Higher or lower in 10 minutes, but like we got time. Anyone want a rat-a-tat-tat? Let's get a few calls on this. Come on, West Coast sports fans. Do you feel like East Coast sports fans are better or, ooh, hot take. Is it the other way around?
Oh, boy.
Is it the other way around? Just a question. I can give you the answer. The answer is yes, but I mean, like, we can talk it out. 888-957-9570. We'll get to a few calls right now. Higher or lower in about 10 minutes. Football Friday, presented by Merit America. Visit him at meritamerica.org/super. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's funny. Some will be offended because they're being called bad fans. I'm more offended at the definition of bad fan. And you and I think we've had this conversation in different ways through the years.
Yep.
The whole West Coast fan thing, I've never dug it. I don't really understand the concept of if you don't allow your life to crater to hell when your team loses, then you're doing it wrong. If you don't get into a fight in the parking lot, then you're doing it wrong. And oh, by the way, if fans of the other team show up to your building, that means you're a bad organization, as opposed to maybe, sorry, we live in a really great area with great weather where people flock to both for vacation and relocation, which is actually why LA and San Francisco and others are consistently filled with a lot of people from the other fan base.
And also the fact that, you know, the Niners brand is so big and so good that in many other buildings, the Niner fans take over. Does that mean that these other fan bases are bad? Because, you know, Green Bay, it doesn't happen. Philly, it doesn't happen. But most other places, it actually does happen with Niner fans because it's such a big brand and there's so many of them. So for me, if you want to talk about bad fan behavior, it's kind of what you're talking about where, you know, you're going to physically harass the opponent. I was at a Niner game back at the Stick a long time ago and sitting next to a Ram fan in a Ram uniform, and this woman behind me took her full beer and poured it on this woman's head. And the Rams were winning, and it's just, that's how we're going to treat this person.
Yeah.
And there was not much trash talk going on from anybody at all. And this poor Ram fan, I mean, she got up and she was flustered and she left. And, you know, the Niner fans around, the other Niner fan were like, yeah, you showed her. And it's like, is this what we're doing? That, to me, is bad fan behavior.
I completely agree. So here's why we're talking about it. Celtics owner Bill Chisholm on the White Noise podcast with Derek White, I mean, comes direct. Forget West Coast. It's Warrior fans.
If you don't live here or you didn't grow up here, I don't think people understand. Like, I've spent a lot of time in California, and the Warriors are great. I don't like the Warriors, but the Warriors, for people that live there, are great, and they've been very successful. But you know, people go to the game, they go home, and they have their dinner, and they, you know, they Warriors win, lose. Yeah, that's fine. You got other things. You go to the beach, you know, do whatever. Go up to Tahoe. Celtics lose, and people are, like, depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Friday, I was like, I just can't wait for Sunday now because, mm-hmm. you know, that was tough. And, like, people, like, it's different. People really internalize it here.
It's my favorite when people, because I've had this happen 1,000 times. If you don't live here, you didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Maybe, and then he talks about, I spent time in California.
Maybe you all don't understand what we're doing here. Maybe you don't understand that this is your entertainment dollar, not some sort of a narrative about your self-worth. Like, this is, I've never, and I want to go, I've never been to an SEC football game. I want to go.
Oh, it's so fun.
I can't wait to go, but I don't want to stay. I'm not moving to Oxford, Mississippi.
College Station, middle of nowhere.
You're all nuts. You know that, right? Like, I wanna visit it. I wanna watch it the same way, like, I don't know, you know, if some sort of crazy show comes to town, I might buy tickets. Like, I'll go check you all out. But this idea of, like, if you say the word Auburn in an Alabama house, like, people are getting disowned and all, like, you... Like, I know where the coach lives because he called on fourth down at my high school. Like, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Yeah.
you're doing it wrong.
Well,
not us.
I don't know if they're doing it wrong, but
I think they are.
Depends on the culture and, you know, what you're doing and where you're from. And I was thinking about the Auburn, Alabama story from, had to be like 12 years ago now, where the Alabama fan went to Toomer's Corner, which is in Auburn, and he poisoned all the trees.
Yep.
And that's like the most iconic spot for Auburn and Auburn fans. And so, yeah, you're going to take it to that level where you're just going to go out there and poison these trees that are, you know, iconoclastic with Auburn. And so, yeah, we hate the Dodgers, and there have been violent things that have happened on both sides of the aisle. Giant fan on Dodger, Dodger fan on Giant. And that's the exception. It's not the norm, and it's awful. But yeah, you go to an SEC game and it's rabid. You get six home games a year and it's going to be your life.
Yeah, but like, I mean, every market obviously is different. We're a very, very big market. I mean, even this, I hate sort of grouping LA and San Francisco. I worked in LA for years in sports radio. If you could put up, and I know people don't know exactly what this means, it's kind of loosely a percentage of the listening audience in all of radio. If you could put up a two share, or hell, if you could put up a three share, good Lord. You about to get a big old contract extension. Now, in San Francisco, we can more than double that.
Yep.
And right now we are. And this is, you are listening to a top five radio station in this market right now as we speak. So you're gonna, and that's not to brag. That's because the Warriors have a great fan base that really cares. And it's because the 49ers have what I would argue in these last 5 to 10 years has clearly, based on data, become the best fan base in America. You travel the most. You don't lose your minds the most. You don't not talk to your family when the Niners lose. You don't go commit a crime. You don't start screaming at athletes from the other team and yelling racial epithets.
No. Nope.
You don't do that. But
we don't chant blank you Draymond, right, in the NBA Finals.
But you'll get on a plane and go across the world in order to watch them play. I think that's awesome. So Bill, you're doing it wrong. This fan base is doing it right. That's like, you know, I'll spar with y'all about Steve Kerr and Kyle Shanahan, but I think you two, these fan bases, y'all are pretty great. Y'all are pretty great.
And in general, you have a great appreciation for what we have. And yeah, we're upset when our teams lose. When the Niners lose in the Super Bowl to Kansas City again in overtime, that's something that fans have a hard time getting over. And you may never, quote, get over it in terms of sports, but outside of a week of just being really down and bummed that your team was so close and they didn't win it, we all move on because, you know, it's what we do out here in the Bay Area.
Let's go to Eddie in Los Gatos. Eddie, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, calling here basically as a, you know, born and raised Nebraska fan, branded at birth, going to be for life. So, you know, past 25 years, haven't had a lot to cheer about. But, you know, like, Nebraska fans are right in the middle of the country. We're even-keeled. We have a couple of knuckleheads, but we do get upset during the games, but then we move on. We're good fans. Like, at home, my kids are going to hear me, you know, run the dang ball pretty loudly a couple times, but game's over. 5 minutes of grunts going, we'll get them next time, and then we move on. But it's good. Us fans, we're good to the opposing teams. We'll help you find directions to the next restaurant after the game. It's like after the game's over. It's all good. It's just a game. Yes, we're passionate. I think probably some of the most passionate fans of all of football. I mean, we're still selling out after Tom Osborne left 25 years ago and have nothing to cheer about. But you just got to, you know, get your passion in the game, darn it, get it out, and then move on. But you don't need to be crazy about it. I agree with you guys. You're dead on. Just, you can get passionate, yell, run the dang ball, catch the ball, why'd you drop it, and move on.
So. Eddie, thanks. I like, full agreement. By the way, I want to make sure that nobody thinks I'm sitting here like in some sort of coastal elite vibe as if we're like above the outcome of the game. I scream at electronics.
Right, and we also will hold a grudge. Like if I said names like Kyle Williams and Kwaski Tart, and you know, you mentioned Russ Ortiz before. And
I love Ross.
I do too.
Yeah, I love Ross.
But, and, you know, ultimately it wasn't his fault that Dusty let him keep the ball. But there are certain names that
Dusty
are trigger points for heartbreaking losses. Even Roger Craig, fans who are old enough to remember. And, like, some fans will put Roger Craig in a certain box based on one fumble. And I hate that.
I hate that, but I will... Okay, I mentioned the 0-2 World Series all the time, but as a kid, the Roger Craig fumble against the Giants, which I believe led to a field goal, was the final score 15-13?
Sounds about right. Is that Matt right? Barr, I think.
That might have been the saddest I've ever, like sports saddest I've ever been as a kid. I had to go do what I considered meditation. And this was before people meditated. I don't meditate, but like...
Back then it was called screaming in your pillow and crying.
Yeah. I mean, I lived on a street that right at the end of the street, there was a big park that had a basketball court. And basketball was my sport growing up. And I was just like, I have to go over there with my ball and by myself. And I needed to just go shoot for about 90 minutes to get over... that Roger Craig fumble, because the Niners would have won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The Niners were the best team in the NFL that year. That was so sad. But yeah, that's it. Like, I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not saying that we don't, like, we've all watched people lose their mind at the games. I've certainly lost my mind at games, and sometimes not at games. Like, yes, I yell at electronics.
Yep.
I am not proud of it, but I do it. I do it. It happens. But like, that's, to me, that's when the definition comes in. What do you do when the game ends? Devastating loss. What do you do? How long does it stick with you? That, to me, that's sort of the tale of the tape, which is why this comment by Bill Chisholm got me so much. Listen again.
If you don't live here or you didn't grow up here, I don't think people understand. Like, I've spent a lot of time in California, and the Warriors are great. I don't like the Warriors, but the Warriors, for people that live there, are great, and they've been very successful. But you know, people go to the game, they go home, and they have their dinner, and they, you know, they Warriors win, lose. You know, it's fine. You got other things. You go to the beach, you know, do whatever. Go up to Tahoe. Celtics lose, and people are, like, depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, Friday, I was like, I just can't wait for Sunday now because, mm-hmm. you know, that was tough. And, like, people, like, it's different. People really internalize it here.
Okay, yeah. Like, listen to the two sentences there. When we lose, people really get depressed. And then his last sentence, people really internalize it here. I'm kind of, and I, again, Bay Area fans, and specifically Warrior fans, how does it make you feel when you hear the owner of the Celtics say that? I don't think you're supposed to internalize that. That's not healthy. That's not healthy to internalize.
Yeah. You can internalize it, and you can, and I think about Shasky when we have this conversation, because yeah. I do think that he internalizes it, and he externalizes it through his great social media content on Instagram and whatnot, and TikTok, I'm sure, but at the same time, I don't think that it affects the way he goes about his marriage or his life as a father, his relationship with his family, all the other things that make Butcher Boy Joe Shasky himself. So you can internalize it. And I think that Grandy, to this extent, you know, over the Niners and their two Super Bowl losses since he's been an adult, and even the one when he was a kid in New Orleans against Baltimore, I'm sure that those have been internalized, but I don't think that, you know, his days are jaded by the fact that the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl.
Like, what'd y'all do? Take me back. Let's just do the one 2 years ago.
Okay.
What'd you do? Mahomes hits Skippy over there in the end zone, whatever his name is. Who was it? Was it
Mecole Hardman?
Was it Hardman?
I think so.
It was Hardman. Hardman catches a touchdown, and all right, what happens? I mean, obviously, like, you sound like Cheryl Bosa for a second.
No, not Hardman.
But like...
Not Harbaugh. Not your anything words. But Harbaugh.
Anyone but Hardman.
No, come on.
Not Mecole Hardman. Anyone but Hardman.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, no, babe.
Oh, no, babe.
Yeah, there's got to be an oh, no, babe. What did I do
How long does that stick with you? And I know that a lot of you are like, it's still with me. But I mean, like, in a real way. Did you stare at a wall for an hour? Did you need to go for a walk? Did you lock yourself in a closet? Did you yell at a family member? Did you hit a dog? Did you not eat for a week? What happened? Because I was just like, Wow, that sucks. Are you guys hungry? Like, let's all go eat together and talk about how that sucks. Like, I can't believe that they lost. The Warriors play tomorrow.
Let's go have a blanket snack.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's total being bummed. And that, like, yeah, I'm still bummed that they didn't win that game.
Bummed.
But there's no internalizing it.
I'm watching it at home with my 18-month-old daughter and my significant other, who was watching from the patio because she may or may not have had the vid. So we're socially distancing. She's got a chair on the patio with her own bowl of snacks, and I'm watching it with my 18-month-old, who doesn't really yike it. She's not that locked in. I tried to get her to yike in, and the whole thing goes down the way it went down, and you know, I look at it, and I internalize it for about 8 seconds, and then I look out at my lovely wife on the patio, and I just basically said to no one, turn this blanket thing off.
Turn
this
it off.
Blanket, I didn't
I don't want
confetti.
To celebrate.
I didn't need to see Patty and Trav. I saw the play. I saw the replay, and I saw it a third time, and I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need any more of this. Bloop.
Yeah.
Turn that blanket thing off.
Yeah, let's go do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Granny? Granny's looking up into the sky. Like, I mean, this, yeah.
The most recent one, I was hosting our post-game show, so I just had to immediately hop on the mic.
You were working.
Which is kind of a difficult thing to
it's also,
process your emotions when you have to do that.
Totally.
You're kind of doing it live on air.
It's also a blessing, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can relate
Niners
to you.
Niners F and OT.
Well, I can relate to you. I think I've told you this before, that I was not just, like, getting ready for post-game. I was live on the air when Kyrie Irving hit the shot, game 7, Warriors Cavs. I was like, me and a guy, a host named Brian No, we're on Fox, and we're on. We're talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, did Kyrie Irving hit that shot? It's Father's Day. We're on the air, and like, you got to be kidding me. A team that lost 9 basketball games all year, you're not going to win the title? There was no way to grieve it. There was no way to yell about it. We're doing a show. So you're just like, yeah, boy.
That sucked.
What a moment for LeBron. Oh, wow, he's crying. Like, it was awful, but it also sort of, it prevented the thing that you would normally do if nobody was watching.
That was probably the single worst viewing experience of my life.
Yeah.
Because, and I've told the story before, I was at a friend's house who will remain nameless, because we used to hang out all the time back in my first go-round, and we were a little bit behind. So we had paused the game, and you know, we were about 7 minutes behind on the game, and then you get down to about a minute to go in the ball game, and this thing's in the balance, and all of a sudden, boop, the recording had ended.
Oh, God.
The recording had ended. And so we're out of recording because he didn't add in the extra half an hour. So now the recording ends. And so the only thing you can do is you hit exit and it jumps to live and you see the Cavaliers celebrating. So I went from, I think the Warriors were maybe down 1, or it was like the last minute and this thing was in the balance. And all of a sudden, you know, would you like to delete this recording? And so you're like, oh my God, before I answer this question.
I'm thinking yes. Well,
you don't know. So then you hit exit and it goes live and they lose. And now you're like, okay, now I can't even really mourn properly. Mm-hmm. And then you go through and you pick up the pieces of what happened. And so after the fact, I was able to live through the Kevin Love defense and the Kyrie Irving jumper. And like, so like the feeling wasn't even like the fulfillment of real disappointment. It was knowing I was going to be disappointed because I knew what happened, and then watching it again, it was almost like, you know, dying for the second time.
I just, every time you tell this story, I tell you, it is Exhibit A. It's not the only evidence, but for me, it is Exhibit A, and you know this.
Yep.
I refuse to watch games I care about taped. I won't do it. I refuse.
It wasn't taped, but we were a little behind.
It makes my shoulders go up whenever, and this happens, like, I'll share this with you because, you know, we're friends. What the hell? I don't need to be Mr. Perfect over here. There are moments where maybe I could be at one of my kids' games, and it's like during a Niner game, and I'll grab one of the parents of the other kids and be like, could you take him to the, we're not doing that.
Right.
I'm not taping a Niner football playoff game so that I can go watch one of my offspring sit on the bench or even if they're playing and they're crushing it. Like it's just part of it is it's my job, but like I can't stand the idea the whole way we do it now. Your phone, it's us. Our phones are going crazy in the middle of games. We're all communicating in real time. Social media is everywhere. I don't think I can effectively get from point A to point B without knowing what's happening in the game. So we're not doing it.
Yeah, and this was 2016. It was a little bit.
It's different.
A little bit. I mean, I remember going to my buddy's house, and it was the four families that we always hung out with, and it was Father's Day, and so one of the families might have been running late. And so, yeah, let's just pause it. Let's pause it and wait for the so-and-sos to make it. That way we can all watch it together because all the dads and most of the moms, we're all totally locked in on this Warriors experience. So we all want to share it together. You don't want to have somebody come in late. I understood it, but I never knew that it would get to that point of, do you want to delete this recording? And, you know, it might have been the final 41 seconds of the game or whatever it was, which is really 8 minutes in real time. But, yeah, so that one... That's the one I'll never forget. Father's Day 2016.
So did you miss the chase down block and the three?
I think maybe the chase down block was the last thing we saw. Mm. I'm trying to remember what I saw because a lot of it I've blocked out.
That'd be amazing if Iguodala went up and it stopped right there. Like,
right. You see LeBron like,
it's like he's going to dunk it. And you're like, whoop, it just stops. And you're like, but I'm sure he dunked it.
I'll text my buddy.
The Warriors are ahead.
I'm still in touch with, and I'll ask him, how much of the game do we miss that fateful Father's Day at your house?
Dude. Yeah. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Here's something I agree with. Thank you for texting in. Let's see. We're 510. He says, I don't know about the Super Bowl losses that hurt, but there's something about the conference championship loss that really stings. I don't know what it is. And I can't even tell you which conference championship game loss you're talking about, but I can share this. I found the game in Philly to be one of the more gut-wrenching fan experiences I've ever had in my entire life. Not because they lost, but because I've never, ever felt more so in sports like I've been robbed. Like I felt violated. We were so looking forward to that game in Philly.
Kind of like the way Pacers fans felt last NBA Finals,
For sure. But I mean, like, so excited for the game. And an hour and a half later, we're running the Wildcat with Christian McCaffrey. I'm like, this can't be real. This cannot be real.
Yeah.
But it was.
Josh Johnson let him down the field.
By the way, though, when the game was over, I did not internalize that. I ate.
Well, that's one you can't internalize.
Yeah, I ate. Yeah. That's what I do after all the games. It's time to eat. So, Bill Chisholm, you're wrong. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. How about this? So, we were going to do higher or lower a little bit, but really got into that conversation. So, we'll do it coming up. Dibs, you've got picks to make.
Yep.
It's a Friday.
No.
We're going to do higher or lower. We're going to let you know what Steph Curry said about Jonathan Kuminga at practice yesterday, because maybe it gives us a little bit of window into what is going to happen next, both in the starting lineup and in the rotation. Tonight, beyond, you'll be able to decide. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
Oh, boy. We're going into the final hour of the week, and this is where it gets really good. It gets loose. It gets fun. We got a Warrior game in 2 hours.
Yeah, finally.
Right?
Been a long time.
Wolves, Warriors tonight. No Anthony Edwards. No Mike Conley. No Draymond Green. And no Al Horford. But there is Steph Curry. And coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll tell you both what Steph Curry said about Jonathan Kuminga. And then we'll tell you what Steph Curry said about Nick Friedell.
Oh, wow. He said something about Cousin Nick?
And to him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No way.
Yeah. Before Steph took on the Wolves, he took on Cousin Nick.
All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing that.
That happened to practice yesterday, and it was not for the faint of heart. It was not
Man,
for the faint.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But neither are your picks. How many do we have? We got two tonight?
It'll be the Niner, Sunday night and the Niner game.
Niner-Titan game?
Yep.
Sunday night football, which is the
Minnesota
Cowboys and Vikings.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Vikings. CeeDee Lamb has been cleared for takeoff, coming off of the concussion for those of you in your fantasy playoffs. CeeDee Lamb is in for Sunday night football, Cowboys and Vikings. Okay. Well, then let's fade the Dibbers. Let's go. All right, we don't need the lock of the day. We need two of them. We need two of them. And my God.
Just start clapping and throw it over.
If there was ever a time for you to feel really good about going against your boy, the Dibber, now would be that time. This man is cold, or is he due? It is up to you. But holiday cash, I know, would be welcome to anyone. So choose wisely. We will start with Sunday night football, and it is the hated ones hosting the Minnesota Vikings, the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Well, they were sort of on a hot streak. Then they ran into the Lions, so they're back to 500, but they're big favorites in this one. Cowboys, -6.5 against the Vikings. Sunday night football, Dibs.
Now, the Cowboys offensively have been pretty impressive for the majority of the year, but the defense has been a little shaky. They've given up 386 points in 13 games. That's almost impossible to do, yet they've scored almost as many points. So offensive juggernaut, defensive mess, and Minnesota's been a little bit of a mixed bag. They do have another game coming from J.J. McCarthy, the rookie who actually is his second year, but really his first year as a starter. And he's starting to look better, looked better last week, certainly so. You look at 6.5 points, and boo-boo! You take Minnesota in the 6.5. Boosh on the road. Yeah, you got to say.
J.J. McCarthy sucks, dude.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah, he's still a little
better last week. Yeah.
Fade.
Okay. 0-for-1, that's all right. You get another chance. Kind of like Bob Barker's hole in one or two. So here we go. Niners hosting the Tennessee Titans. Kyle Shanahan's great off of a bye. Who isn't? The Titans, they're not great at anything, which is why the number is large and in charge. We'll take you to Levi Stadium this Sunday afternoon where the 49ers go for double-digit wins. Hosting the Titans, the number is 12.5. Dibs.
Well, Shanahan, good straight up off a bye, but against the spread, he's actually sub 500 off a bye. And you've got a 12.5-point spread. When you look at the super favorites this year, they're covering at a less than 50% rate. And you offset that against the fact that they are getting extra rest off a bye. Tennessee going cross-country off an impressive performance, but this Tennessee team is not very good. Are the Niners built to go out and smash Tennessee? They're going to win the game. 12.5 is a big number, so, I mean, you look at that and you realize what you got to do. You take the Niners and you lay the 12.5.
Oh!
I was so ready to fade.
I know we deserve that though. That was
fade.
Any clapping from you, Lucas?
No,
Lucas.
It's the Niners.
We don't do that for the Niners.
We don't do that.
12.5.
We don't do that.
Did you pick the picks?
You
didn't even try.
No, I forgot.
Yeah.
I would have gotten the Niners with one right. I knew that you were going to pick the Niners.
Yeah, I just...
The Vikings and Cowboys, yeah.
That is my 16th most confident pick of the week, but I think that, whatever, J.J. McCarthy, they put up 31 points. He wasn't exactly lighting it up, but he looked better against Washington. And Dallas's defense is terrible.
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah.
I'm not saying Minnesota's going to win, but 6.5, that's a boatload.
Hukush.
Yeah. I'm ready for a bounce back.
Okay.
You have my record in there, Granny? Because I think I've lost
it's getting tight.
You are 34-26, but have lost four in a row. Have lost, let's see, 7 of your last 10.
Boy, you better get some wins.
Yeah, I've lost 22 of my last 40 because I was 16-4.
17-4, I thought.
Mind your business. I was 16-4.
I think it was 16.
You were 17-4.
Lucas, I'd like to apologize.
Fade.
You were 16-3 and then also 17-4.
So since then I've gone 17-23, which is less fun than 17-4. So there you go.
Yeah.
Ready for a bounce back. Last night took
tough.
An L, but this weekend I bounced back.
I remember that record because I was making memes about it. I was fired up.
Making memes but still fading.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we're back now.
Yeah, we are back. Yeah. All you faders, you're taking Dallas, and it's a hold-your-nose special and taking Tennessee in the 12.5. I mean...
That would take some serious guts. That's the thing. And actually, it's sort of the fallacy in what all of us do. You see the Niners take on the Titans. I swear, I don't know. If Vegas made the number 18.5, what would you take?
The Titans.
You would, but like I think a lot of fans, or you would just stay away from it. You would stay away from it.
I don't have that luxury.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't tell you that that the Niners aren't going to win this one 31-3. I mean, that's completely believable. That's totally believable, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think more like 31-14. I don't know about 3.
14 for the Titans? How many touchdowns has the Titans offense scored this year?
Super question.
Thank you.
Well, special teams can get you some points.
No, of course. I mean, weird stuff can happen. I'm aware that that's allowed. But
They've thrown for 9 touchdowns and they've ran for 6. So they have 15 touchdowns as an offense.
Okay.
It's not a lot.
He's averaging a touchdown a game.
Yep. And you've got currently 4 games on the big board this weekend that are, quote, super favorites. And the Seahawks given 13.5 against the Colts at home.
Dude, the Colts still have not named a starting quarterback.
The Jags are given 13 at home against the Jets.
Phillip Rivers, by the way, had a press conference, though.
Yeah, that's usually indicative.
I'm telling you, I've been telling you all week he's going to start. And like, what a weird deal. Somebody's asking him about, he goes, I saw a clip and Phillip was asked, hey, do you weigh the same amount that, like, what do you weigh as compared to what you weighed in the last time you walked off of a field? And he literally looked, he goes, I don't know.
Gotta be a little heavier.
He goes, I don't think it's the same. He goes, but then again, I wasn't running away from anybody then.
That's a good point.
I don't need to run away from anybody now.
Didn't he have a physical?
I'm sure he had a physical, but maybe he plugged his ears.
And eyes?
Maybe.
Didn't look down. Yeah.
I know people who do that.
Get on the scale and just don't look down?
Or just don't get on the scale.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or do that thing where you try to step on it lightly.
Yeah, that doesn't usually work.
Sneak up on
it. Think feathery thoughts. Eagles given 11.5 to the Raiders.
Yep.
And the Jags given 13 at home against the Jets. And those double-digit favorites this year against the spread?
Probably not good.
9-8-1.
Oh, interesting.
So, slightly above. And, this weekend we have 4 of them. 4 super favorites. And I guess Houston was -10 against Arizona. That must have slid to 9.5 because it's no longer on my board.
Okay, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.